Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. We're holding the very end of Maseches Elius, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. Mirtz Hashem tonight to Mishnah Vav and Zion. We'll finish the Masechet. It says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Shemati Kishayu Bonim BeHeichol. Rabbi Eliezer says, I heard that when they were building the Heichol, the base of Megdash, in the days of Ezra, Osim Kalayim LeHeichol uKalayim LeAzaras. They made curtains both for the Heichol, that means the sanctuary area, and for the Azaras, for the different courtyards. Halash, I mean, they made similar curtains. Just that in the Heichol, they would build it from the outside, and the Azara, they built from the inside. We'll see why that is. Meaning to say the workers stationed themselves, positioned themselves either inside the area in which they're putting up the curtains, they would be inside those curtains, or outside them. We'll see why that would change. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati Shemakriven Afal Pishen Bais. Yeshua says, I heard that they bring a korban even though there is no Beis HaMikdash, but Ochum Kachi Kachim Afal Pishen Klaim, and they could eat Kachi Kachim. That's the most holy type of offering. It's like a chatas or an asham. Even though there is no klayim, and he goes to that spot where there should be the curtains, and there aren't curtains, but you could eat there. Kachim kalim, ma'aser sheni, af b'she'in chum. And you can eat kachim kalim, which is like a toder, a shlamim, and ma'aser sheni, both of which have to be eaten inside of Yerushalayim. You can eat them in the place where Yerushalayim is, even though there is no wall. Shekidush rishon, kitchel la'shaisa, v'kitchel la'sadova. Because, and this is a klal that goes around, whether this is true or not, but according to his edus, kidush rishon, that first kedusha. I mean to say the establishment of the place of the Beis HaMikdash, Kiddush HaShaita was Kodesh for its time, the Kiddush HaLasu level, and that Kiddush lasts forever, even though the physical structures are gone. So it says here, Shemati Shemakriven Alf B'Shein Ba. So the Rav doesn't explain the first part. I think it is worthwhile to explain a little bit outside. Basically, if the Heichol status was something that a person was not supposed to look at the inside and gain Hana from seeing it, therefore the people were building the klayim, the curtains, they were hanging up these curtains, they would stand on the outside, yeah, in order to not see this beautiful heichol and gain hana from it. But when it was the Azara didn't have that din. The Azara, they were able to stand on the inside of it, even so you'd see a nice courtyard. I mean, wasn't nothing there, really, it was kind of open space, and that was fine. So that's the first part of the mission. And the second part is Shemati Shemakriven Alfa Bishain Bayis, the Fiya Shekedusha Chikicha Shlomo Tabayis, because that Kedusha that Shlomo Melech invested in the first space of Megdash, Kitchel Shaita Kitchel Asilav, that lasts forever. It's for time and forever. Same Kedusha to Yerushalayim, Kitchel Olam. So too, any Kedusha that's in the whole city of Yerushalayim will last forever, even though the walls will be destroyed. Ava Kedusha Shar Eretz Yisrael, Lo Kitchel Vikivu Shrishon, Ala Shaita. However, the rest of Eretz Yisrael that had a certain amount of Kedusha was only there upon the first time it was conquered. And it was only for that time, until it went away when we went to exile, and then when the people came back from Bavel, Ezra, and etc., they brought a new Kedusha to it, a second Kedusha, and that also lasted forever. It comes out in the end, according to the Shita, all the Kedusha does last forever, and that's why these halachas would be true, namely that you can eat the Kodesh and Kalim in the right place, even though there is no Azara, no Kalim, nothing there. And could eat the Maaser Sheni, the Kashim Kam, also in that place, even though there are no Choma for the city. There's no Choma. Okay, let's keep going. Last one, Mishnah Zayin. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mekubo Ani, Merab Yochan Ben Zakkai. Yeshua says, I have a Kabbalah from Yochan Ben Zakkai, Sheshama Rabbo, Rabbo and Rabbo. Hear from his Rab, who heard from his Halacha Lamashim Sinai, Sheena Leo Abal, Latame, Latahir, Larache, Lakariv, Ala Larachek, Hamakariv, Mizro, Lakariv, Hamaruchokim, Mizro. Well, Yahan Navi, he'll establish certain questions that we have. To be one side or the other, and Eliyahu is not going to come, according to this, to pronounce something tamei or tahor, to pronounce something distant or close. We'll see what this is in the Rav. Rather, he will push away those that were brought close with the arm, that means forcefully, and he'll bring close those that were pushed away forcefully. Mishpachas Beis Srifa, I said, Be'ever Yarden. There was a family called Beis Srifa in Transjordan, Ever Yarden. Vericha, Rechaka Ben Tzion, Bezra. Person had Ben Tzion and pushed them away forcefully, and they say they weren't deserving of being pushed away from the Kahal. But he had them pushed away somehow. There's another family there, and that one Ben Sion brought close in an inappropriate way, brought them as being kosher in the Kahal, even though they weren't forcefully. So Kigon Elu, according to his first Shita, like that, those types of families, Eliyahu is going to pronounce them appropriately, Tameh or Tahor, pronounce them appropriately that they should be Rachok from the Kahal or close to the Kahal. Rehuda says, no, he'll only bring close those which are inappropriately distanced, not to distance those that were inappropriately brought close. Rishimon says he'll do an entirely different thing. He will iron out any machlokas that's held between chacham, between people. This is maybe we're most familiar with this shita. He will not push away anybody. He won't bring close to anybody. He's just going to make shalom in the world. It says, I'm sending you Eliyahu Navi. The pasuk says he's going to bring back the heart of the children to their fathers and the fathers to their children. So let's see here. It says the Rav in the last Mishnah. Halach l'Moshe m'Sinai. Sheher lo k'shvaruch l'Moshe m'Sinai dor 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 shav. That Hashem showed Moshe each generation and those who will be running it, those who will be seeking it out. So hey, Rav, she'en lo yabal the time of the tire, the rachel the karev, the virus suffek mishpachos ha mituma os minitma uminilunitma. This means that Eliyahu Hanavi is not going to come to pronounce Tamei Tohar Rochok Parav to clarify any sekis of families that have mixed in, that who should be mixed in and who not. El Yanichem Vehen Kishayim Lasi Lavu. He's going to leave them, they'll be kosher. The halacha hi, the Shemishpacha Shnitma Nitma. Yeah, any family that mixed in, however it is, it happened, that's done. We don't go looking back in the family history. What will he do? El Lerachi Kimkar Mizrob. He'll push away those that were brought close forcefully. Shako Machikim Osam Psum. Everybody really holds their puzzle. But they were forcibly brought into Kahal anyway. But again, a family that was mixed in because no one knows about the potential psula that's there. He'll leave them in their kashrus. They'll assume to be kosher, no problem. Base Tzrifa is Kashem Mishpacha. That was the house of the Tzrifa family. This Ben Sion person announced inappropriately that they were apostle for whatever reason. Ben Sion is an Inish Alamahava. He was a strong man, a forceful person. Yeah, Ubal Zra, he was a person who could motivate by force. There was another family there. Now this family, we're not telling you the name. Shaisa Psul, we're saying it was actually apostle. But Kira Ben Sion Bezra, and he brought them close inappropriately, forcefully. He pronounced that they were kosher to marry into the rest of the Jewish people. Why is the Tana not mentioning the name of this family? Because he took pity on the covet of Brias and didn't mention the name of that apostle family. The Ben Sion brought close forcefully again. The Tana doesn't say the name of the family that Ben Sion brought close forcefully, the same way it does with the other family. This teaching, how careful we have to be not to speak of the disgrace of anybody else. To cover up the embarrassment of someone. If that's the truth with a family, we're saying it's actually possible, all the more so the kosher person. So such cases, really whether actually kosher or possible is totally known. Just they were forcefully established the other way. That's the case that Eliyahu Navi will establish to be, you know, in the correct way. That's the first sheet here. Second one is the karev avalo l'rachik. Amishpacha k'sheira sh'nisracha b'zera. Any family that's pushed off inappropriately, forcefully, whom a karev he'll bring close. Avo ena rachik osa sh'nisracha b'zera. He's not going to push away that was inappropriately brought close. That he'll leave the way it is. Now the third sheet is not being talked about. What's it mean, l'hashfos ha'machlokes? So something means it's being chachamim ha'machlokes, he'll establish which sheet is correct, or where each sheet is correct. Yeah, that's all we talk about here. The Rav doesn't talk about it. And that last shita is that he'll just bring peace. In the future, he'll pronounce who belongs to which family, and that's it. That's according to the shita that it's about the lineage. According to Rabbi Shimon, that learns it's about the machlokesin. Avos elo chacham. The avos then would be talking about chacham. He'll learn this pasuk. The avos are chacham. Vanim elo talmidim. The children are talmidim. The hearts will all be lined up. There'll be no machlokes. I don't know, Sachas Edius. Thank you for listening. Mitzvah Shem. We'll continue our next Masechta next time.